Thank you for your interest in this study. We want to understand your experience of settling in Australia and the support you've received. We want to know what works well and what needs to improve. The study is being run by the University of Queensland, Australian Institute of Family Studies, with help from the Australian National University. Following is some information about the study so that you can decide whether you would like to take part and contact us if you have any questions. Taking part in the study is voluntary. If you don't want to take part, you don't have to. If you choose not to take part, this will not affect your relationship with the department or the support you receive. So why is it important to take part? The findings from this research will help improve the settlement of refugees and humanitarian migrants in Australia. There is no direct benefit for you, but you will be helping to improve the settlement for other humanitarian entrants. So what do you need to do? About a week after receiving this information, you and another adult member of your household will receive a phone call from an interviewer from a market research company called McNair, who will either speak your preferred language or use an interpreter to ask you the survey questions. You'll be asked to answer a 30-minute survey over the phone, and about 9 months later, they will contact you again to ask some more questions. The Department of Home Affairs will provide us with some information from your visa application, which we will add to the answers you provide in your survey. We will ask you to provide your contact details so that we can contact you for the follow-up survey. We will also ask if you want a summary of the findings and whether you are willing to take part in an interview. Only a few households will be chosen for the interview. So, if your household is chosen, what'll happen is an invitation email and consent form will be sent to you about a month after the survey interview. The follow-up interview will take place about 9 months after the first interview. You can agree to take part by signing the consent form that we sent, or sending an email, text, or you can phone and tell us. This interview will take 45 minutes or up to 90 minutes if there's an interpreter. You can choose whether we do the interview using video, for example, Zoom or Teams, or telephone, or whether you want to be interviewed by a male or female interviewer. If you agree, we will record the audio from the interview. If we use Teams or Zoom, only the audio will be kept. If you are chosen for a qualitative interview, we will give you a $40 gift card for each interview. Who will know if you've taken part in this study? Well, only the University of Queensland and the Department of Home Affairs will know you took part. Your Humanitarian Settlement Program service provider, including your case manager, will not know you have taken part unless you tell them. The risks from participating in this research are low. Talking about your experience of settlement in Australia may make you feel uncomfortable. If any of the questions make you feel uncomfortable, you don't need to answer them. The interviewer may skip a question if they notice that you're feeling uncomfortable with the question. You may ask a friend to support you during the interview. Your comfort is important to us. So what will happen with the information about you? Your survey data will be stored by the Department of Home Affairs with a unique identifier that links back to the other information the department holds about you. The survey data with the unique identifier will be shared with the University of Queensland. All of your personal information, e.g. your name and contact details, will be confidential and stored by the University of Queensland. The University of Queensland will store your survey and interview data separately from your personal information on the University of Queensland Secure Research Data Management System and according to strict access protocols. That means that only personnel who are approved by the project lead can access the data. Your survey and interview data will be linked with the data collected by the Department of Home Affairs, for example, education. The Department of Home Affairs will not be given your interview data directly or know if you take part or not in the interview part of the study. Your de-identified survey and interview data will be combined with other participants' data when writing about the results of the study, and you will not be able to be identified from the results. The project team expects to present the results in a variety of ways, such as infographics, presentations, and reports. The results may also be used for research and teaching purposes in the future. Once this project is finished, the de-identified data will be archived according to the university's data retention policy. If you change your mind and you decide to withdraw, you are free to stop taking part at any time, including the second survey or interviews, and you will not need to say why. Just let the project team know. Your decision to stop taking part will not affect the support you receive. If you would like any data you've provided to be destroyed, please let the project team know, and depending on when you leave the study, they may be able to remove the data. So, the evaluation ends in June 2025, and this is when you can hear about the results of the research. The key findings will need ministerial approval before they're publicly available. After the key findings have been published, you will be sent a summary of the findings if you said you would like a copy. If you have any questions about the findings, you can contact the project team at any time at crisp@uq.edu.au or contact the project manager, Steffi Cook, at s.cook, that's C-O-O-K, at uq.edu.au or on 07-3443-1023. That's 07-3443-1023. Who can you contact if you've got any concerns about the project? Well, the study follows the guidelines of the ethical review process of the University of Queensland and the National Statement on Ethical Conduct in Human Research. You are welcome to contact the project team at any time at crisp@uq.edu.au or via the project manager, Steffi Cook, at s.cook@uq.edu.au or on 07-3443-1023. If you would like to speak to an officer of the university not involved in the evaluation, you can contact the Ethics Coordinator on 07-3365-3924 or 07-3443-1656 or email them at humanethics, that's humanethics, at research.uq.edu.au. The Research Ethics ID number is 2022/AG001057. Thank you very much for your interest in this study.